You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So now we're on to my piece, which is about religious instruction in schools. I won't give it too much of an intro because it is included in the clip, except to say that I don't mention this in the clip, but religious instruction is different from religious education. Religious education is a course offered by the Ministry of Education, whereas religious instruction is where priests of a particular faith are allowed onto the school to preach their particular religion. Should state schools be free from religious instruction? That's a question the High Court will be considering later this month when they begin to hear submissions from the Secular Education Network. The network is a policy lobbying group which believes religious instruction should be removed from state schools. They argue religious instruction shouldn't be endorsed by a state which claims to be secular. On the surface, it might seem strange religious instruction is allowed in state schools at all. New Zealand is nominally a secular state, meaning the government and its ministries don't align themselves with any particular religion. As a result, state-run schools aren't allowed to impose particular religious beliefs on their students. But a loophole exists in Section 78 and 79 of the Education Act 1964. It allows state schools to voluntarily shut down for up to 60 minutes a week. During the shutdown, the school is technically not operating in its capacity as a state-run institution, meaning they are no longer barred from preaching one particular religion. More than 600 primary schools across the country use this loophole to bring religious instructors onto the site. In the schools where it's practiced, religion instruction is an opt-out system, meaning children are automatically enrolled unless their parents expressly ask the school to remove them from the class. On the surface, that might seem fair, but in reality, the Ministry of Education has found many schools don't inform parents that religious instruction takes place, or where they do, they try to hide the nature of the classes by labeling them value instruction classes or ethics workshops. Critics of religious instruction say this means parents aren't given a real opportunity to remove their children from the supposedly voluntary programs. Moreover, since these religious instructions often take place in the middle of the day, removing the child from the class means they're separated from their peers to sit alone in classrooms for up to an hour each week. Critics argue this means parents who are opposed to the program are forced to alienate their children from their peers. I spoke to a spokesperson for the Secular Education Network, David Hines, and began by asking him to explain why he believes state schools should be barred from endorsing religious instruction.
We believe it's an insult to people who are not Christians. It's only its only purpose is to try and wave a Christian banner in front of school children. We don't object to education about religion if it's done in a neutral way by professional teachers, but religious instruction is just evangelism under a thin veneer of values.
It seems like predominantly religious instruction groups tend to target primary schools. Do you agree with this? If so, why do you believe that these groups tend to target younger children?
Good question, but I think it's, I'm not certain, but I think it's simply because they are less critical. By the time kids get to be in year 5 or 6 or 7, they are starting to question back. Little kids are prepared to soak it in, not even aware necessarily that it is a Christian form of promotion.
Another thing I was interested in is a lot of the arguments against removing religious instruction from schools is that it teaches values or ethics to children. What would you say to that argument?
We don't object to the ethics, but it tends to be ethics with a Christian rubber stamp all over it. Ethics coming out of the Bible and the insinuation that nobody else has got any ethics. And that's the thing that an insult that annoys all atheists, but also many Jews, many people of other religions as well. They hate the insinuation the rest of the world needs Christians to come and tell them how to live.
Moving on now to the legal action you're involved in, would you mind just explaining briefly what your argument is and what motivated it?
Yep. It's religious instruction in schools is one of the main things that we are opposing. There is a law in the Education Act 1964 which says it's okay to do religious instruction, provided the school is effectively closed for the half hour that it happens. We want that loophole in the law to be closed. Also, we object to other forms of religion in schools, and we want another change to the law to say it should apply to high schools as well. The Education Act 64 does not apply to high schools, so they are free to be as unreligious as religious as they like.
A lot of the parents who are opposed to religious instruction in schools often cite the fact that they feel like their child, if they choose to opt out of the program, is discriminated against. Do you agree that this that segregating the children in this way is a form of discrimination?
It's definitely a very strong part of the case. In fact, for many non-Christian parents, that's the bigger problem. They feel that if they took their kids out of these classes, which some of them do, but most of them don't, they would be discriminated against. There is bullying goes on. There is bribing of kids to attend. There is threats to the jobs of parents who do this. And all these are mainly not sort of card-carrying atheists. They're people who are not religious, but they don't want to advertise the fact that they're not religious. And yet Bible in schools forces them to take a stand. It splits the churches into Christian sympathisers and the rest. And so the rest are really getting a rough time of it, whether they send their kids to these classes or not.
So I also understand a couple of years ago, you drafted some guidelines around religious instruction in schools with the Ministry of Education.
Yes.
Why do you feel the need for further action now? Is it that you feel the rules didn't go far enough, or is it that you feel that the rules weren't respected?
Well, those rules never got used. We negotiated. The ministry themselves in 2007 drew up some guidelines. I'm not sure the exact year, but the ministry set up some guidelines saying religious instruction would be less offensive if various safeguards were given, such as it being held outside school hours, being opt-in, and so on. But those guidelines got squashed. And so we, Tonya Jacob and myself, in 2015, we reopened a negotiation with the Ministry of Education. It went very well. They were going to draw up some new guidelines, but that got squashed by the government of the day.
Obviously, religious instruction is different from religious education, but I was wondering, what are your thoughts on religious education? Do you believe your court case might impact this part of the curriculum? Would you like to see that part of the curriculum changed?
We hope it will. It's actually already part of the curriculum that schools should teach about, in not a separate subject, but in social studies, history, art, in other fields, they should include religious beliefs. So we don't oppose that. But that actually doesn't often happen. But it depends on the local school whether they actually do this. So we're wanting the Education Review Office to be able to review schools to see whether this neutral kind of education is actually going on. I believe it is going on in some schools, but it's up to the local schools and the local parents. If it's a Christian-biased school, they can avoid all mention of other religions in this stuff.
Are there any international precedents you're drawing on here? Because is it common internationally for state schools to allow religious instruction? Are there some guidelines other countries use that you'd like to be adopted here? Or
Well, Australia does allows it, and the state supports it, but in some ways they're worse than us. It's better than us in that they have got the state keeping an eye on it, but it's worse than us in that the state effectively endorses these programs. We prefer the American model or the French model, where religious instruction is completely banned. There are some advantages in the English model, where there is a proper religious education in schools. But there's no one country whose model we want to follow, but we would be nearer to the American or French model.
What would you say to those who would argue that this court action is affecting their right to practice their religion?
Well, it isn't. I mean, it removes one area of practicing their religion, but they can still take their kids to Sunday school or church if they want to. We're not stopping them being Christians. We're just stopping them using secular education time to do it in.
Finally, in 5 years' time, if this court case is successful, what changes would you like to see come from it?
We would like them to have a monitoring of all the program of the religious aspects of a school to ensure that there is no religious bias. There are other forms of religious bias that Christians, that Jews and other religions talk about. Their schools pressuring their kids to follow Christian customs. One Jew said that their children were told not to observe Hanukkah, for instance. So we'd like that kind of thing gone, and for there to be genuine discussion about religion. I think as kids get older, when they're at high school, there should be a religious studies option, and it should include atheism and so on. That doesn't happen now, as far as I'm aware. I think there are some church schools that do actually have genuine religious instruction, but the state schools, it's really a low priority.
David Hine is one of two members of the Secular Education Network who will be taking the Ministry of Education to court later this year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.